This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah! Hour number two, we are rolling. Happy Monday. We make Mondays great. And sometimes they're even more special. Cinco de Mayo. Don't worry, I won't yell as loud tomorrow morning if you choose to celebrate this evening a little bit. Yeah, don't overdo it, my friends.
So kind.
Yes. All right. A lot of things going on, by the way. It is, did I say, it's 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top local stories, they're starting to push forward a movement to get red light cameras in the city of Gainesville. It's a stupid move. They'll say it's about safety. Oh, and it might generate some little bit of extra revenue. Yeah, real little bit, like about $3. It's all going to go to a vendor. It's all, I mean, is it kickbacks? Is it some backdoor deal? Is it shady? Probably. I can't prove that, but I can tell you that makes no sense for the citizens.
And then GPD has to deal with all the rear-end accidents that are going to happen because of them.
And these things all get thrown out of court, and you don't end up generating the revenue you thought. But I'll tell you who'll still make money. The vendor will. And they'll do everything they can to make money, and then they want to make more money. There have been cases where, you know, the yellow lights have been tweaked and shortened, and so they can catch, quote-unquote, more people. Uh-huh. That's not the kind of place that you want to live in. Yeah, is running a red light a bad thing? Absolutely. Yeah. Can it lead to very bad things? It sure can. I'm not condoning that. You know, if you're in traffic patrol, you know, hang out at, you know, one of the bigger intersections. Make your presence known. I guarantee you that will have a major effect. And if somebody does run it, you know, stone cold runs that red light, yeah, bust them.
Because there is a lot of that in Gainesville. It does happen.
There is. Part of it's the, see, there's a frustration level because they've never built enough roads to handle the kind of, the amount of travelers that we have on the roads. They haven't. They haven't built really many roads over the last 40 years, really. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think? You think the population's gone up? Stayed the same or went down during that time period? Of course, it's gone way up, and yet they haven't made the proper accommodations. They do that on purpose. They say years ago, a guy, Dom Nazi, was the he was, you know, one of the city planners. He wrote a book, and in his book, he said congestion is good. It forces people out of their cars to ride bicycles and to walk. Well, that's all well and fine until you go grocery shopping and you're carrying ice cream. It's all well and fine until kids have a piano. You know, piano lessons on over here and karate lessons down the street the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who didn't, I know at the time, I don't believe he had children. Maybe the perspective is different or changed. Yet forces people out of their cars. And see, isn't that just like the lefties? Mm-hmm. If they can't just make it a law, they'll just make life difficult for you if you don't conform. And that's what they've done in Gainesville for a very long time. And this is going to be another failure. Councilman at the time, City Commissioner Todd Chase, pointed this whole thing out to them when this came up, I don't know, 10 years ago? Everything. He pointed out, he goes, The vendor makes all the revenue. All these court cases, they get tied up in court, and you lose most of them because you don't really have a witness. A witness is what? Like a camera, a machine, and they've made mistakes, and then there's precedent set. And he said, but at the end of the day, your percentage that you get from the revenue is so entirely small, it's not worth the headaches involved. He was right, and these folks are wrong, and they all voted unanimously to let it get to the next step. You get the folks you vote for, I guess. So,
yep.
Good luck with all that. Trump coming up with solutions, or at least attempting to. We need probably, maybe we do need more prison space. He's directed the Bureau of Prisons, Department of Justice, and the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, to reopen and rebuild Alcatraz Prison to house the most ruthless and violent criminals. In a post on Truth Social, Trump noted that the United States was a more serious nation, and the government did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals. He said, when the United States was a more serious nation. Rebuild and open Alcatraz. For too long, Americans have been plagued by vicious, violent, repeat criminal offenders, the dregs of society who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. When we were a more serious nation in times past, we did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. But, I mean, he says that he really is directing them to look at this. I hope that it is just a very cursory overview. I think the idea of maybe having an additional prison that's like a supermax prison or whatever, I don't know what the needs are, but I would not be against that per se. But Alcatraz is a tourist attraction.
Yeah,
Alcatraz and the buildings and all there are so completely dated. I wouldn't even know. Renovation on that would be far, far more difficult than just building in a different location. Build inland where, you know, the land is cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, in the middle of America, you do it there, it's much, much cheaper. And this is already like a tourist attraction.
And you could have a desert around your prison, just like you have the water around your prison. They're not going to get out. They're not going anywhere.
And then, you know, the cost to build something in that location and all that, just, you know, it's on the water. It just doesn't make sense. I think this is a Trump move where, hey, let's bring attention to an issue. I'll give people a name that they all know they can kind of relate to. And it also does sets a time frame. You know, back in the good old days, you know, when we really locked up the bad guys and all that, Alcatraz, it all kind of fits together. But I hope that he's not really serious about that as a site to try to rebuild. It's
not practical at all.
No.
And again, he's a builder, developer. He knows that. He knows that.
Would he build a big, shiny tower? Trump's prison.
Wow.
I mean, you know, he likes to put his name
on stuff. Letters on it.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Would you put it past him?
Trump Rock.
Ooh.
You're going to Trump Rock.
Wow. Why not?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think how, you know.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Because they call it The Rock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't think it's a great idea. Maybe some people do. Maybe they'll tell me so on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. All right. We've got that going on. Small Business Administration, Kelly Loeffler, and Made in America, Bill. I think a lot of people are going to want to talk about that, so we'll get to that in a little bit. But in the meantime, on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Buckshot, good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on this idea of rebuilding Alcatraz. You know, if these guys are really the dregs of society, it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt what they've done, these heinous crimes. I just got three words to say about it. I miss Sparky. Have a good one.
I thought you were going to say fire up Sparky.
That's funny.
Those are my three words, but it's funny we both were on the Sparky train.
Well, before he went down the punishment side, it was where I was thinking he was just to say, hey, don't rebuild it. Stick them in there the way it is. Don't update it. Don't put air, you know, all
here's
that
a,
kind of thing.
Yeah, here's a mat.
Yeah, if you're that bad.
A little mattress.
This is where you go.
Hmm. There might be some to that.
They're, well, you know, that's a whole different thought pattern,
yeah.
thought process there.
But can you imagine all the lefty judges, cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
Every prisoner deserves color TV with multiple channels.
Yeah, you slaughtered a family in cold blood, but you need to be taken care of. That's not...
Yeah.
That's cruel.
Every prisoner should have a massage chair.
Yes. Again, don't give them any ideas.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. It is your turn. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It's going to be another great day. I just have that feeling. Optimistic, upbeat, positive. Yep. Well, it's Monday, too, and we try to make it great. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. 7:20, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better, right? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Pete, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. One of the things that you and Greg do, Bob, to promote a healthy dialogue on WSKY is you don't endlessly repeat the names of these serial killers and these murderers as so many other news outlets do. And I really think that's a great decision. What's bugging me is the young man who murdered in cold blood that executive in New York, the health executive in New York. There's going to be a play out in San Francisco about him called Luigi. And he's not even, the man is hardly in the ground. And the guy's already got a play going for his little antics. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that is one of the stories that we were, you know, going to share with folks in the same kind of, you know, outrage. Mm-hmm. It's just, wow, this is the world we live in. Trying to make a hero out of a cold-blooded murderer. It is. It's
wrong.
Grotesque, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Rob and Greg. Aside from the credit card bill arriving, what's bugging me is this concept that the American taxpayer needs to foot the bill for all these bad guy prisoners that we put in jail. I just kind of wish we could bill them, or maybe Elon Musk can send them off to the moon or Mars or something. It just bugs me that it's our cost to house them for the rest of their lives. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, bring back the chain gangs. Build some roads.
You know, we got a few sheriffs around the country, though, that, you know, they like the old ways.
Yeah, putting them to work is not necessarily a bad thing for them.
It's not cruel.
Either. No. Yeah.
And, again, compared to what they probably did that got them there.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know,
there's that.
There's that little detail.
What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that life throws you wacky curveballs. Now, I did a venture capital investment 14 years ago. Well, it finally is coming true. It's going to be a 600% gain on the investment. And I'm too freaking old to enjoy it, and that's what's bugging me.
Well, Greg and I are still spry young men, and we will we can help you with that responsibility of, you know, spending that money.
Oh, we're good at that.
Yes.
And if somebody else is, we're even better at that.
I have my eye on a yacht that'll be rehabbed here soon out of Miami.
Once it dries out, it should be just fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Sunk only once.
Oh, it was salt water, though. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is Trump didn't say he's opening Alcatraz to house the obstructionist demon rat judges who want illegals, women beaters, killers back in the USA. And also he didn't say he's opening it to house any rioting demon rats in the maybe Summer of Love coming up.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Maybe. Oh, now here we go. Here's the new plan. Those judges have to share the cells when those people are rearrested for their crimes.
Oh, you are on to something there.
We're talking. That,
I like it. That's a win-win.
I thought you would. You brought them back. They're yours.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The left finally figured out that our court systems can be used as a stalling tactic, and then the judges... Even the judges climb on board. The court systems are now a stalling tactic by the left. It's criminal. God bless America.
It is frustrating.
Yeah, well, yeah, between the Supreme Court and Congress, hopefully they're going to rectify this. Congress moving so slowly, you hope the Supreme Court will act a little quicker. All right, call in now. You've got a chance. What's bugging you? Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Phil. What's... Oh, we lost him. Yep. All right, I've got a bug.
What you got?
Do you ever have to, when you're taking, like, say, a pin or a nut or something out of something you're trying to fix, and they have these little spring... I know it's called a spring washer or something like that.
Okay.
Where you need a special kind of pair of pliers... to open it up because it's got two little holes in it. It almost looks like a horseshoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it closes around like, say, like it would be used for retaining, like a retaining washer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came across one recently, and the little pinholes that you would put, like, the pliers into are the smallest that I've ever seen. I mean, I had a flashlight on it with my glasses on trying to get... And I kept trying to get the pliers in it because even though I don't like those to begin with, if the pliers fit or whatever, they're
it
usually,
still works,
you know, you get it done anyway. Nope, couldn't do it, couldn't do it. Ended up going into more hackery type stuff like a screwdriver and then a pair of needle nose pliers and ripped the thing out because I, you know, I didn't have to save it anyway. But come to find out, then when I took it completely out, I go, wonder why it won't fit. Well, it won't fit because they purposefully made those holes so tiny that I don't even know if they sell, you know, on a large scale, they don't. That kind of spring puller that you call it, I think. And anyway, that really bugs me that they would.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're doing it purposefully because they know most people probably don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Tool.
Oh, the auto industry for sure has done that. There's things that you know you don't have or can't get a specialty tool that does something that only the dealership has.
Yeah. Look, if you're taking off a flywheel, that's one thing.
That's one thing.
But if you're just changing, like, foot pegs, come on, man. Give me a break.
That shouldn't be brain surgery.
Yeah.
Or rocket science in this case.
Neither one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
So that just reminded me of... Basically, like the EPA rules, we went and bought a hose this weekend, or, you know, last weekend. One of these, like, flex hose, but not the good one, the copper bullet. We bought the generic. But the EPA puts these little check valves and stuff inside these, inside the hose, so that you can't, the water won't come through. So we had to do surgery on that. Oh. And we did use mechanics tools to take it. Take all these things out of there, so now we actually do have water pressure.
Well, you know, we talked about it during hurricane season a year or two ago, the stupidity and now the expense of a gas can for our safety.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're a pain in the butt to use. They still spill all over the place.
Yeah,
because
they spill more, I think.
Yeah, they have not solved anything.
No.
Except they do cost $30.
Yeah.
That's irritating.
It is irritating. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You. And coming up, Trump says third term, I don't think so. We'll share that with you and a whole lot more coming your way on Cinco de Mayo, 97.3 The Sky. Trump 2028, get your hats right here. Adam Bryant here. Good morning and welcome at 7:34, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Have a taco.
It was a little skirmish. The Mexicans won one of their few battles they ever won, and they beat the French.
Well,
I didn't think the French were armed, but anyway, they won. And so now they have this big celebration. What was it, like 1862, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
All right. So, and that's what the party started. And really, so liquor company said, how can we make money?
And every Mexican restaurant in Mexico is celebrating.
Be careful that tequila. Tequila.
Because it could.
Yeah. It either tequila, kill your liver, or it makes all your clothes fall off, and that gets you into all sorts of other sorts of trouble. So.
Really?
So I've heard. Isn't there songs written about that?
Oh, well, you know, you're right. There's a lot of tequila and country songs in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, and a lot of stars, they come out with like their own.
That's true, too.
So apparently it's a big moneymaker. And oh, well, have fun today. But yeah.
Be careful.
Be careful and have a pre-plan and a ride home.
Yes.
This is one of those things that just starts out as after work, we'll have a cocktail, and then 9 o'clock, you're obliterated, your marriage is on the line, and you're thinking about driving.
Not a good idea.
Negative. Negative. Don't do it.
Just say no, Nancy Reagan said.
Just say no, thank you. I don't think she was polite
that's
enough.
True. That's
personally,
true.
But that was just me. President Donald Trump. Again, meet the press. He said many things on Meet the Press. This is another thing. She was all worried, the host.
Yeah.
Kristen Welker.
What was her
tell me you're not going to do a third term. Please. Please, Emperor, spare my life. Oh, it's so funny. They keep calling him like, you know, he's like a Hitler and he's going to be a suppressive leader and all that. But he sure doesn't seem that way. And that people ask him questions, he doesn't. You know what I mean? He seems, but they have to keep up their little charade.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how she started the question, which is funny. The Trump Organization is selling hats that say Trump 2028. Are you seriously considering a third term, Mr. President? See, she finally used it, Mr. President.
Wow.
Even though it's prohibited by the Constitution. Or is this about staying politically viable?
Hmm.
And in the way she positioned that question, that's fine. Trump said, I'll say this. So many people want me to do it. I've never had requests so strong as that. But it's something that, to the best of my knowledge, you're not allowed to do. He knows that.
He knows.
I don't know why he did it, to the best of my knowledge. I don't know if that's constitutional, that they're not allowing you or do or anything else. But there are many people willing to wear 2028 hats, but this is not something I'm looking to do. I'm looking to have 4 great years and turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican to carry it forward. But I think we'll have 4 years, and I think 4 years is plenty of time to do something really spectacular.
I think they're all just about the hats and the shirts. It's about triggering the left just for the fun of it.
Exactly.
And it works, apparently.
Well, and that's what he could have said that. He goes, I just do it to trigger people like you.
Right.
Because immediately following his answer, she chimed in, oh, well, the Constitution does prohibit it. Like,
and she knows it by heart.
Thanks for the lesson there. I wasn't sure. So many people were wearing the hat. I thought maybe we changed it. I don't know. Maybe we did like what we did with the border. You know, that's not really a law anymore.
Yeah.
Under Biden. And so if everybody can come in, hey, everybody can vote for a guy to be president 3 times. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not following the rule of law, let's get to it.
Amazing.
Some of your allies are pretty serious about this, though, Mr. President. I have spoken to them. They say they are coming up with potential ways. Obviously, the biggest one would be a constitutional amendment. Trump said, that's because they like the job I'm doing. That's a compliment. She says, who do you see as your successor? He said, it's far too early to say that, but I do have a vice president, and typically, and JD is doing a fantastic job. I don't want to get involved in that. I think he's a fantastic, brilliant guy. Marco is great, but there are a lot of them that are great. So Marco got a little...
Yeah, a little plug.
Marco got a high five. He couldn't reach it, and his hands were too small to actually slap the president's hands, but he got the high five. But yeah, and then he gave his nod to JD.
Yes.
JD, who does an JD amazing... Rubio ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
It'll be fun.
I don't know if the governor would like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. Right. It could be interesting.
It could be interesting. No, we'll make it interesting.
Well,
Greg.
There is that.
We will make it interesting.
Even if it's boring, we'll do something with it.
Yes, because between my new purchase and my losses at the Kentucky Derby, I won't be retiring anytime soon. So, yeah.
Horses and wild horses were your financial demise here in the last couple of weeks.
On a steel horse I ride, wanted. You got to pay that bill inside.
I was going to say copyright there.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah. Yeah? Let's copyright this, Mr. Bon Jovi. Eh? Bon Jovi.
Sounds like somebody you would have gone to school with, because all your friends from school sound like mobsters.
Joey Tagliavia.
Yes.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yes, they were,
a crew of characters.
It was a good bunch of bunch of kids. Yeah. And we had a good time, indeed. Then I moved to Florida, and wow, what a culture shock.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Because I wasn't just moving to Florida like Miami or Tampa or Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I moved to Florida as in Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte.
From Detroit area. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole new world.
So I see a bunch of cowboy boots and stuff. So, hell, are they filming a Western out here or what? It's like, what are you talking about? I go, I see people wearing cowboy boots.
You're thinking that belongs in Texas.
It's like the old West. They go, yeah, dummy. They work on ranches and stuff that their parents own or work at. They go after school.
You're not thinking about ranches in Florida. That's
but
Texas,
there is.
Oklahoma, Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's your perspective from coming from Michigan.
I'm thinking the girls are going to wear bikinis to school. Then I found out you weren't even allowed to wear shorts.
Wow.
And then they did kind of roll back on that. But they had to be like, I don't know, Bermuda shorts like 4 inches over your knees or something. And that's way before that was seen as stylish.
Oh. What do you think about, talking about...
Funny, no shorts. Yeah. That would be bad for you. But we have a smoking lounge for the kids whose parents signed off on it. Yeah.
That's healthy.
Behind a little fenced area. Yeah,
that's
like,
healthy.
Wow, that's desperate.
Look, and we're talking about Detroit, transplants the potential new leadership down at UF coming from...
Yeah, from Michigan.
Old, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, that could be... hopefully it's a good move.
Yeah.
I haven't really delved into it very deeply.
Not sure if he's related to Yoko or not, but we'll see.
If they do, there's a good chance the band will be broken up.
Uh-huh. That's what happens. We know. We remember.
The band...
Yes.
Don't break up the band.
No, I need that for the football games.
Yes. Uh-oh.
What?
The Beagles are safe. The Beagles are safe.
That's good. That's good news.
Am I doing a good Beagle? Because they do like a B in there.
And then just kind of wailed, yeah.
Yeah. Because my sister had a Beagle, and he was
They're
sweet.
Cute.
But, yeah.
This is a big story. This has been a big story recently.
The director of National Institutes of Health, the NIH, announced the closure at the direction of President Trump, the closure of the agency's last remaining Beagle experiment lab over the weekend after former NIH physician Dr. Anthony Fauci's horrific Beagle testing scandal was exposed.
What a nice guy he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to think nice thoughts, but it's very, it's very, yeah, there you go, and let the dogs experiment on them.
Ooh.
It's very easy, for instance, to cure Alzheimer's in mice, but those things don't translate to humans, and that's what the doctor's name, that's way too long to even get involved with, told Fox News's Rachel Campos Duffy on Sunday. So we put forward a policy to replace animals in research with technological advances, AI, and other tools. And when we made the announcement, we got rid of all the Beagle experiments on the campus. One lucky person was actually awarded a two-headed Beagle, and they were pretty excited. What?
Wow.
You're going to experiment on animals. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, at least now we know who let the dogs out. It's Donald Trump.
Wow. Yes. Free, what would be a good beagle name?
I don't know.
Free those beagles. Let the beagles breathe. Let the puppies breathe. 7:45. Did I mention it's Cinco de Mayo?
Somebody started early.
No, I haven't had a margarita.
Yet.
But you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another showdown on the way. Yeah. I'll be your Huckleberry. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Cinco de Mayo. AOC, Tom Homan, the showdown.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yep. On Friday, AOC dared border czar Tom Homan to arrest her for what she claimed was legal advice she gave to migrants on how to avoid being deported. Remember that? Instructions on how to avoid law enforcement.
It's legal advice when she says it. Is she an attorney?
I'm not sure.
I don't believe so.
She could be.
I don't think she is.
That she may have passed a bar once or twice. She worked at one for a while. Homan responded to the congresswoman's taunt by saying he was already exploring her arrest with the U.S. Justice Department.
I love this guy. He's awesome.
The dare came at a packed town hall in Queens after Homan previously suggested AOC's hosting of a You Know Your Rights webinar in February impedes Immigration and Customs Enforcement from carrying out the Trump administration's deportation of illegal aliens. It was AOC who told a cheering audience, Tom Homan said he was going to refer me to the DOJ because I'm using my free speech rights in order to advise people of their constitutional protections. To that I say, come for me. Do I look like I care? Well, do I look scared? Well, yeah, you look frightened all the time. I guess it's the way your eyes are set.
It's that bug eye thing.
But, she said, I'm advising people their constitutional protections. No, actually, AOC, those are our constitutional protections. You know, as a citizen. Yeah, those are rights and privileges that we have. You know it's hard to believe, but if you're a citizen, you have additional rights and protections. And other people don't. Like, you know, voting. Oh, that's right. The left tried to trample all over that, didn't they? She added that there was nothing illegal about it, and if they want to make it illegal, they can come take me. I mean, there's laws in the books about interfering with an investigation, interfering with, you know, police operation, things like that. Now, how this would qualify exactly, I'm not sure. The webinar recommended illegal aliens ask for warrants and deploy phones to record ICE searches. It provided tips on how to differentiate between different warrants authorities are likely to carry. Homan has repeatedly said that the congresswoman likely ventured into illegal territory with her advice. After AOC's town hall dare, Homan told Fox News, I'm working with the Department of Justice. I'm going to find out where is that line? And if they crossed it, maybe AOC is going to be in trouble now. Homan was more specific then later on in February. What she needs to do is read the statutes enacted by Congress because it's a crime to enter this country illegally. Not only that, but when you harbor and conceal and impede law enforcement, that's a felony. What she's doing, she says, educating everybody on their constitutional rights. And we all know that they've got constitutional rights. But what she's really doing, she's trying to teach them how to evade law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. She claimed that without a warrant, agents don't have carte blanche to just enter and arrest gang members. Well, we will see. If you start with the premise that, you know, it's not illegal to come into this country, maybe that changes everything. But It is a crime to enter this country illegally and without permission.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whatever loopholes the Biden administration may have tried to find. Hey, one of the top stories, I think, is the Washington Post reported recently that Trump asked National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to step down, not so much or not because of necessarily just the signal chat issue, but because apparently he seemed to be getting in what appeared to be maybe just a little too tight with the Israeli Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, and specifically when it comes to possible actions being taken against Iran. I mean, you know, Netanyahu, he thinks that, you know, the time is of the essence to strike Iran before they get a working nuke. Waltz appeared to have engaged in intense coordination with Netanyahu about military options against Iran ahead of an Oval Office meeting between the Israeli leader and Trump. So some of these sources say, yeah, that irritated the president a little bit when it got back to him.
Mm.
So there's a little tattler, a little telltale,
yeah, apparently somewhere
running around.
Yeah.
Mike Waltz, he's going behind your back, and he's talking to the prime minister of Israel. Yeah, it sounds like they're planning something. Okay. Well, I mean, look, he's the president of the United States, and you serve at his pleasure, and if he is not happy, then he has every right to let you go. But, you know, how irritated could he have been? He didn't just say, you know, take off, you're fired, get out of here. He said, hey, you know, I appreciate your service to your country. You know, I'd like to make you the ambassador to the United Nations. I mean, that's hardly a slap in the face. I mean, I wouldn't call it a promotion like J.D. Vance tried to spin that a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You try to make it look a little better.
But it still is, you know, a position of importance and prominence.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why, well, he wanted at least Stefanik to do that, but, you know, he was afraid that the margins were getting awfully thin in the House for the Republicans. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And hopefully that'll work out. But apparently, yeah, you don't want to get ahead of the president, especially when it's an issue as big as Iran.
Yeah.
And as a world leader, you're sort of, what are you doing? You're kind of operating sort of a grade above you a little bit there. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they do these diplomatic things. It's on a like an equal station, if you will. And yeah. Probably.
And you got to give the president credit, even though it is Iran. We know that they're terrorists, basically. He is trying to take the peaceful route first. So,
yeah. And you got to at least be able to check that box and say, you tried.
Uh-huh. Then hit him with a hammer.
There you go.
Hebrew hammer.
Small Business Administration Administrator Kelly Loeffler told Breitbart News that the legislation she announced with lawmakers this week would help bring back American economic independence and supercharge the return of American industry by boosting SBA loans to small businesses. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll delve into that and a whole lot more. It's all coming up on the Cinco de Mayo edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.